Shabbat Shalom. Today's Parsha is Parsha Bo, and is found in Exodus chapter 10, verse 1 through chapter 13, verse 16. Okay, the Parsha addresses the last of the plagues. There have already been several before, and talks about Moses warns Pharaoh to let them go, or locusts would finish off everything that the hail didn't in one of the previous plagues. Now keep in mind that Pharaoh was not a nice guy. He was pretty stubborn, and nothing like the Pharaoh that was in ruling Egypt when Joseph came in. This guy was a totally different Pharaoh. In fact, Exodus begins talking about there was a Pharaoh who didn't know Joseph. Doesn't mean he didn't know who he was. He knew history. He just didn't care. Okay, so it was very self-centered and all about him. So Moses warns Pharaoh, let the people go where the locusts would come. Pharaoh's official advised him, man, let him go. Let him go. Don't you realize Egypt's in ruins? Because remember all these other plagues, you know, the river turning to blood and the hail and the fire wiping out most of the crops. You know, so the place was a mess, you know. So Moses tells Moses then, well, okay, only the men can go, and threw him out of the palace. So the Lord told Moses to stretch out his hand to bring the locusts in. So he stretched out his rod, and the swarm of locusts came in, you know, from the winds, and they devoured everything that was left. You know, it's the worst Egypt ever saw before or since. So after all this goes on, Pharaoh temporarily repents and asks Moses to go to the Lord and remove the locusts. So the Lord sent another wind to take the locusts out. So then Pharaoh's heart was hardened again, and he wouldn't let him go. Now really, what's it mean, hardened heart? You ever think about that? What do you mean, hardened heart? Stubbornness, you know, my way or the highway is, you know, I'm not going to do it anybody's way but my own. That's what where we're talking about, hardened heart. Okay, so the Lord says to Moses, okay, lift up your hand towards heaven, and the land of Egypt will be covered with darkness. Darkness so thick that people couldn't even see each other. You've heard the expression that you couldn't see the hand in front of your face. Well, that's how dark it was. Okay, but where the Israelites lived in the land of Goshen, it was light as usual. You know, no problem there. So then Pharaoh tells Moses, well, you can go, but you can't take any animals, you know, with you. And the intention was to go out into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord. So Moses says, nah, that ain't happening. We all go. So again, Pharaoh's heart was hardened. He got stubborn, wouldn't let him go. So he threw him out, says, don't you ever come back. The day you come back and see my face, you're going to die. So Moses says, have it your way. You'll never see my face again. Then the Lord told Moses he would strike Pharaoh one more time. And then not only would he leave, he'd force him to leave. So the Lord told Moses that all the Israelite men and women should ask their Egyptian neighbors for articles of silver and gold. The Lord caused the Egyptians to look favorably on the Israelites, and they even considered Moses a very great man. So they gave him the gold and silver. So Moses had announced to Pharaoh that at midnight, the Lord would pass through and kill all the firstborn sons in the family of Pharaoh on down to the lowliest servant girl. Even the livestock, the firstborn of the livestock, all the sheep and goats and so forth, they would die too. You know, and Egypt would wail like never before. But among the Israelites, it would be so peaceful that even not a dog would bark. You know, then Pharaoh would know that the Lord makes a distinction between the Egyptians and the Israelites. So what happens? Okay, the Lord gives Moses the rules for Passover and the Passover meal that is to be eaten with urgency and be ready to go. Okay, so at any given moment, you got to be ready. Okay, keep that in mind. Got to be ready. He gave the instructions to put the blood of the lamb on the tops and sides of the doorposts, marking the houses where the Israelites were in. And he told them, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The plague of death will not touch you. But they had to stay inside until the morning. So just as Moses told Pharaoh, the Lord struck all the firstborn of Egypt. Then Pharaoh sent for Moses and told him, take all your people, all your flocks, all your stuff, and get out. Okay, get out now. So they left, taking all the wealth of Egypt with them. Now, how many knows God knows how to provide? Okay, kind of reminds me of a story. Back in the Depression days, okay, there was a couple boys that were sent to the general store to get something, you know, for their mother. You know, gave them a little shopping list, you know, so to speak. And the owner of the store, you know, he knew who the kids were, knew that their family was, you know, on the not doing very well like most families of that day. And so he opened this candy jar and told the boys, go and get you a handful of candy, you know, it's, you know, and have a nice day. So one of the brothers reached in and grabbed himself a handful of candy, and the other brother just stood there, you know, wouldn't put his hand in the candy jar. And so the owner of the store, he reached in and grabbed him a handful of candy and gave it to the other boy. And on their way home, the one brother says, well, why didn't you take any candy? Because his hands are bigger. So God knows how to give. Okay? So there were 600,000 men, plus all the women and children that left. Okay, now remember, they didn't even know where they were going. They're just following Moses. So Moses were like a savior. And so, you know, we follow him. Okay, and Moses just did what God told him to do and went where God told him to, and the children of Israel just followed along. So the Lord instructs Moses again about the Passover. No outsiders could eat the Passover meal, but any slave purchased could if he was circumcised. Temporary residents and hired servants, or hobos, if you will, may not eat it. Okay, because why? Because they were not part of Israel. But then it says, strangers and servants in the household can if they're circumcised. Well, what's the difference? Strangers, you know, outsiders, you know, what's going on? The strangers and the servants in the household had intent and became part of the house of Israel through the circumcision. So it's basically, if you said, okay, I'm going to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you know, and I'm going to be an Israelite, and you were circumcised, if, you know, then you became part of the house of Israel, and then you could eat of the Passover meal. Then when Passover was celebrated, it was celebrated year to year. God told them, tell your children, teach your children, tell them all about it. Why are we doing this? You know, and then the Passover story is told again. Okay, and we'll learn all about that when we have our Seder, you know, and Sam will tell us all about it again. Okay, just like he does every year. Now think about, you know, that when we're in Yeshua, okay, it says, when I see the blood, okay, Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is in the blood. What's blood do? It carries all the cellular nutrients, you know, and makes your body work, you know, perfectly and all this other stuff, you know. So, you know, as long as you, you know, as long as you are covered by the blood, okay, you're all right. Well, okay, considering blood, okay, blood has life. Well, the blood of Yeshua has eternal life. And if we stay in Yeshua and stay under the blood of Yeshua, we are saved from death. We're under the blood, okay, the perfect and spotless Lamb of Yeshua. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For the preaching of the cross, or the blood of Christ, is foolishness to those who are perishing, but unto us who are saved, or being saved, it is the power of God unto salvation. Shabbat shalom.